Hello and welcome to Storytime with Genevieve. This is my second episode of where I will be telling bedtime stories I have written. Tonight I will be telling the story of the dog that could not sleep. Let us start the story of the dog that could not sleep. There was once a dog that could not sleep. It could hear the voices that no one else could. It would lay in its bed and weep for the want of falling asleep, but the voices would wake it any time its eyes fell shut. I watched it wander the hills, continuing to cry for its sleep, and observed the dog seeing the sheep sleeping along the hills. Many days went by and the dog could not find a wink of sleep. Finally, it approached the sheep to find out the secret of their sleep. It said to the leader of the ewes, the oldest of the herd, "Please tell me the secret of your sleep. Each night I look at you, and I observe you sleeping so soundly through the night, and I weep to find my own sleep." The old ewe responded, "You will not find the sleep that you seek from us. We sleep so well, knowing that you are awake, keeping us safe no matter the hour." A chorus of "Bah, bah, thank you" came from the rest of the sheeps. The dog flushed with embarrassment, unaware that its visual had allowed the sheep to find such nice sleep. The ewe looked at the little dog and asked, "Have you asked the shepherd? I personally have never seen them sleep, but the cat says they sleep very well." The dog approached me, the shepherd, and looked up and said, "Shepherd, how do I find my sleep?" I looked down at the dog. "You just needed to ask me, my friend. I worried you would never seek me out, but I could not force you to come to me. Now look at the stars, my friend. And see how they twinkle? They wish for you to sleep. Count with me as they twinkle. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5." And with each number I counted, I ran my hand along the flank of the dog. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And soon the dog was asleep. And I quietly thanked it for its vigilance that kept the sheep so sleepy during the night. The night soon met the dawn, and the dog woke, and together we walked the hills quietly. "Shepherd, I dreamed of the wolf," the dog said, first breaking the silence. I smiled. "There is no wolf. The sheep are safe." The dog responded, "But the voice said it was coming." "Oh," I said, "I believe you heard the voice. But the wolves have gone. The only ones left live here." And I touched the center of the dog's head. "I think that may be why you cannot find sleep. Not because of your worry for the sheep, but for the absence of the wolf." The voice, I'm sad to admit, is a ghost of another place. The dog gazed at me and inquired, "Shepherd, is that why you are weeping?" "Oh," I smile and respond, "yes, my friend, I cry for all that is gone from the smallest to the largest." The dog leaned against me and looked up. "Are we the last?" asked the dog. I placed my hand along the dog's forehead and rubbed down its flank. wrapping my arms around the dog. I'm afraid so, I answer. And we quietly sit together to watch the sheep continue to sleep. The end. Thank you for joining me on another Storytime with Genevieve. It has been my pleasure to be your storyteller. I hope you enjoyed the story and will join me next time when I tell another one of my stories. Sweet dreams and good night.